Right, tonight's story is Molly Mabee's Monsters, The Dappity Doofer by Christina Stevenson. And we have Poppy with us tonight. This is Smallsbury. It's a sleepy little town where nothing much ever happens. At least, that's how it might seem. In this snoringly, boringly ordinary place, Molly Mabee was up in her treehouse with her dog by her side. Next door, Molly's neighbour, Mr. Bottomley Brown, was digging a pond in his garden when he suddenly found something rather peculiar. Look at that! Waggy Burns, said Molly.
What was that?
Sorry?
What was that?
I don't know. It looks like a statue. Whatever could it be? Then, 3 days later, Molly and Waggy heard a terrible roar. It was Mr. Bottomley Brown shouting, "Look at my perfect lawn!
Oh, it's the Dappity Doofer!
Pesky moles have been digging holes!" Molly shook her head. "Moles?" she said. "I don't think so." And that's when she spotted the claw. Claw sticking out of one of the holes. "I knew it," said Molly.
"Mum, it's the Dappity Doofer.
There are monsters."
"Mum, it's the Dappity Doofer.
Let's find out if you're right. There are monsters at work and we need to find out why. Time to go underground, Waggy Burns." Waggy wiggled his wiry whiskers and waggled off to fetch his special walkie-talkie collar. Then they opened a door in the treehouse floor. You see, Molly's treehouse was no ordinary treehouse. Inside, it was the best-kept secret in Smallsbury. It led to a magical monster world, and Molly's marvellous Mundervator was the only way to get there. That's her Mundervator. That's cool. It looks like a kind of a submarine.
Yeah.
Down, down, round the bend, and into...
underground.
Under Munder. Oh, wow. Under Munder looks very colourful, doesn't it?
It looks like it's very
cool. Clunk! The Mundervator dropped them in the middle of the marbling wood. "Odd," said Molly. "I wonder why the Mundervator decided to bring us here." "Woof, woof, woof," said Waggy. "Oops," said Molly. "I nearly forgot." And she turned on Waggy's collar. "My canine calculations tell me we need to go to town," he said, and read, "By order of the council, at noon, all monsters in Under Munder must gather in the square." "Then that's where we'll find our lawn-destroying monster," said Molly with a grin. So this cool collar that Waggy Burns is wearing means he's able to talk. How cool is that? Waggy was right. In a hustle and bustle of monster mayhem, there were monsters everywhere. "Golly," said Molly when she saw them all. "How will we find the right one?" But before Waggy Burns could speak, creak, the doors of the town hall opened and everyone turned to see the monster meister of Under Munder. "Fellow monsters," he said. "The Midle Idol, the monster mascot that has always stood in this square, has been stolen." The monsters gasped. "If it is returned by midnight," the Meister continued, "nothing more will be said. But the thief will be banished from Under Munder if I have to seek him out instead."
What did that lose?
Oh my goodness. It was a statue that used to stand here of the town
mascot. Do you think it was
mascot.
The next door neighbour?
I think that was what he was holding up that he found in that hole, yeah. As the Meister was speaking, Molly noticed that the biggest, hairiest, scariest monster was looking shiftily down at the floor. And not only that, he had mud all over his claws. "Golly," said Molly, "could he be the thief and the dirt-digging monster?" Waggy Burns wiggled his whiskers. "Only one way to find out," he said. So they followed the monster out of town, making sure he didn't see them. He mumbled and grumbled and muttered as he went. Got to hurry," he said over and over again as he led them back along the track and into the Merbling Wood. Molly and Waggy peeped round a tree and watched him dig a hole. "It's got to be here. It's got to be here," muttered the monster. Waggy's whiskers wiggled again as he whispered to Molly, "Maybe. Doggy deduction leads me to believe this monster is searching for something, and he's been digging holes from under Munder to Mr. Bottomley Brown's perfect lawn." "I said it wasn't moles," squealed Molly, bouncing about with glee. But she didn't see the monster turn and make his way towards them. He was huge, hairy, and not at all scary. "I'm a silly old dappity doofer," he said. "I took the mital idol. I buried it somewhere here, I think, and I came back to get it last night. I thought that if I hid it and pretended to find it, the others would think I was clever and not just a silly old monster. But my plan has gone wrong. I've dug and dug all over the place and the mital idol has gone." "Gracious good golly," said Molly Maybe. "I know where it is." She opened the door of the Mundervator and pushed the monster in. Heave. Down, down, round the bend and back to Molly's treehouse, where the dappity doofer was thrilled to see the mital idol next door. "Let's get it. Let's get it," he said to Molly. But Waggy wasn't so sure. "Woof," he warned. His collar only worked in under Munder. And Molly Maybe saw the Vector Spectre Mole Detector Model 303. "Screech as if anything touches your lawn. Money back guarantee." "Oh, this is an interesting machine." "Drash," said Molly. "We can't. Mr. Bottomley Brown will hear us." "Oh, look, he turned his pond and he put the mital idol on in the middle of his pond." Up in the treehouse they sat and thought. 3 mugs of cocoa later. "I've got it," said Molly. "The perfect plan. But there's an awful lot to do." Well, look, she drew it all out. What to do? "We need to find some rope, a big hook, a catapult, and a really special something to put in place of the mital idol so Mr. Bottomley Brown doesn't notice it's gone." It took the rest of the day to get ready. But when everyone in Smallsbury had gone to bed, it was time for the perfect plan. But, oh, gosh, what a long way down, said Molly. So she's thrown a rope over to a tree in Mr. Bottomley Brown's garden and she's going to walk the tightrope. Oh, my goodness. "Woof, woof, woof," warned Waggy. "You're right," said Molly. "It's much too dangerous. So much for my perfect plan. The mital idol. We're running out of time. Now what are we going to do?" The next day, Dappity Doofer to the rescue. With a wibble and a wobble and a whoa, that daring dancing monster scooped up the mital idol. In its place, he left the special something for Mr. Bottomley Brown. I wonder what the special something is.
Yeah.
The next day, I have to cough. The next day, down in Under Munder, the monsters were delighted to see the mital idol back in its place as if nothing had ever happened.
Mom, the monster's bigger than him.
I know, he's big. "Monster mission accomplished," said Molly.
Mom, look at him.
He's funny. Waggy wiggled his whiskers. While up in Smallsbury, Mr. Bottomley Brown came out to admire his garden. Where he found the special toilet. Something. What is it, Rory?
A toilet
with water shooting out the top of it. That's a funny special something, isn't it? That's the end of our story. That was a good one. I liked it.